Every expectation for our conduct, the rule by which we may live our life, are contained in two commandments, according to the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Well, how does that work out for us? Here's what the Apostle Paul said in Romans, the 13th chapter, in the 8th verse. Owe no man anything except to love one another. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfilling of the law. You see, Paul laid this command of Christ out in practical terms. And the first rule of loving others as you would love yourself is this: do no harm. Don't owe anyone anything but to love them. You see, Paul says, if you love another person, you would not commit adultery with them. That would be great harm to them. And you would not participate in that and drag them down in that way. If you truly love them, you'd have to acknowledge that you just have lust for them. But true love leads people to God and not away from them. So we would not commit adultery because we love that other person that we're tempted by or that we are tempting. We certainly couldn't say that we love someone and then murder them. If we love someone, we're not going to steal from them, take what is theirs for ourselves. We're not going to lie about them. We're not even going to covet what they have because we love them. We are happy that they have what they have, and we're not going to covet what they have. And Paul says, if there's any other commandment or anything else you want to think about, it's in this: love your neighbor as yourself. Wouldn't the world be a wonderful place to live in if everybody lived by the rule of God as free people who are free to love others as themselves? Jesus Christ gives us that freedom. The grace of God teaches us to walk in that freedom. Love others sincerely and love God completely. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the love that you shed abroad in my heart. Lord, you took a bitter person, an angry person, and taught this person how to love. And I thank you so much, O Lord, for that. Help me, O Lord, to walk in your love and love others as myself. In Jesus' name, amen.